I got so ahead of myself, Sugats, when you were talking about that Robin Hood song.
Yeah.
Because it was just an exciting moment in time when the Three Musketeers came out.
Yes, it was.
Who are the Three Musketeers in the movie? It was Charlie Sheen, Oliver Platt, and was it Chris O'Donnell, Roy?
I thought it was...
I thought it was Chris O'Donnell.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh was one of the Three Musketeers, and like the fourth musketeer, was it D'Artagnan? Was played by Chris O'Donnell, I believe.
I'm checking it out right now.
So this movie came out, and it was a big... was it a summer tentpole film? Regardless, for the soundtrack, at the height of their powers, they put together Sting, Rod Stewart, and Bryan Adams, and they knocked it out of the park. I mean, this is some Al Pacino sharing the screen for the first time with Robert De Niro heat type shit. All right, this was incredible.
I have a correction, Mike. Keith Sutherland.
Oh!
Really?
Where was Branagh?
Was it really Kiefer was in that movie?
It was Kiefer. What?
Oh, my God.
I thought for sure it was Kenneth Branagh.
Eight dos.
Why am I thinking Kenneth Branagh was in that? That's a major find.
He directed it.
You owe like $1,000, Mike.
What's happening here is I just love that song so much and was so blown away. I keep getting ahead of myself. That movie also has a bit of charm. Was it Man in the Iron Mask that Kenneth Branagh was in? And that's what I'm doing?
There is a
Did
movie.
He play one of the Musketeers in Man in the Iron Mask?
There is a movie with Kenneth Branagh that I love, and I cannot remember the name of it. It was that good that I cannot remember the name of it, but I'm looking it up. He's an underrated actor, is he not?
Kenneth Branagh, yeah.
Director.
He was actually the villain in Tenet, the Christopher Nolan summertime smash, even though I think it made like $13 million in the box office because they tried to release it in the global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
He was not in the Man in the Iron Mask.
What the f*** am I doing? Mm. All right, so who was it? It was Scar that was in it. I confuse those two all the time.
Jeremy Irons.
Malkovich, and was it Gerard Depardieu? Not a lot of people know that about Man in the Iron Mask, that it's an extension of the Three Musketeers.
Roy, you'll know this. It was Dead Again that he was in.
Oh, yes, Dead Again.
With Emma Thompson and I think Robin Williams and Andy Garcia, which was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh had to be in a movie where he was dressed like a musketeer. I'm just saying this. It has to be so.
You want me to go through the IMDb?
I will not take this for an... What am I doing with Kenneth Branagh?
All right, you want
I just want to express how little I've understood of anything you guys are talking about.
So
like, any movie Prince, title, any actor, like
really,
none of it.
Honestly, it didn't need to be articulated from you. We kind of knew that.
My God, he's William Shakespeare and all is true. Perhaps you saw that? I don't know.
I don't think that one's it. I got him wearing a musketeer hat.
He does seem like a William Shakespeare type of actor. He was in Hamlet. He was in Othello.
Yeah. Okay.
Macbeth. I mean, he's that kind of actor.
He was also Dr. Frankenstein and Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Yep. And then he took a sort of a break from acting to become this great filmmaker. Mm-hmm. And now he's back in acting.
Mm.
Kenneth Branagh, Dan.
How did you make the leap from Kevin Costner and Men in Tights to where it is you made the leap?
It's been a goddamn mess, this entire post-game show, just because all that's happening is I'm getting too excited when I remember the song from the Three Musketeers OST, and then I just start misplacing people in that film all I really want to do is talk about that one momentous time that Sting, Bryan Adams, and Rod Stewart got together to knock a power ballad out the frickin' park.
It was amazing. Hamlet he was in, Othello he was in, The Gingerbread Man.
Yeah, but we all make mistakes. He was in Wild Wild West.
Is that what I'm doing? He kind of looked musketeery.
Mm-hmm.
I love that there's a giant spider in the story behind that.
I love that Will Smith only chose that movie because there were was a giant spider, and he had had great success with just having things like a giant spider in his movies, and so he used that.
No, it wasn't Will Smith. It was a producer. There was a documentary that I think Kevin Smith helped get made that was like fan-sourced about the Tim Burton Superman movie, and the big-time movie producer that they went to it at Warner Brothers was insistent having a giant spider, even though it didn't really make sense with the Superman.
Needed a giant spider in one of the movies.
Yeah, so Nicolas Cage was going to be fighting as Superman, going to be fighting a giant spider just because this producer wanted it, which, you know what, might have been incredible. But then that producer went ahead and got his summer tentpole film, Wild Wild West, and he just forced a giant spider into it because he loved giant spiders.
I love that you asked the question, and it's not something that I had considered.
John Sally was in the movie?
Yeah, Bad Boys.
the question of where the hell did the power ballad go?
Oh,
the
power. What's the greatest power ballad of all
time? Well, but hold on a second. Like, when, like, I am amazed that when you ask that question, it's not something that I think that many in the audience had considered, and I certainly hadn't. Even though the power ballad, you're basically alleging that the power ballad died without ceremony. What, 15 years ago? You guys are all, you're talking about old things. You're talking about Kevin Costner.
I love that you had a power ballad being dubbed by Metallica.
Well, if they could have, like gone maybe. Acoustic. Yeah.
No, wait
that
a
was the move.
No,
but
Aerosmith has power ballads.
You can't tell me that, there haven't been power ballads done by the, you know, whatever, the Poisons of the world.
Every rose has its thorn. That's to me, that's what the power ballad is. A hard rock and hair band that decides to literally let their hair down,
right,
go acoustic and sing to all the ladies in the audience with a song that's softer, like super surprisingly so.
I stand corrected and I apologize to one damn Levitard because I am on a site. It's my site, okay? It is powerballads.com and it has the top power ballads of all time, and number one is Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing.
Well,
I mean,
beyond that, I've got to tell you that I don't think of Bryan Adams as a power ballad guy, even though clearly he is.
No, he's right, because he's not a band, because he's just his singular artist.
But cuts like a knife.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got some all time power ballads. You can't take that away from him.
Have you heard Heaven? I mean,
I'm not taking it away from him. I guess I am claiming ignorance.
I have goosebumps just thinking about the lyrics in Heaven.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah.
God, do you know them off the top of your head? Like,
when you're lying here in, like, I just don't want to.
Lying here in the dark.
You can just.
Finding it hard to believe.
We're in heaven. Oh, so good, man. Meatloaf, I Do Anything for Love.
Yes, incredible.
Yes.
Maybe the best. Piano keys at the beginning.
Yeah.
Man.
Chris, you like Meatloaf?
Yeah.
Creed with Arms Wide Open.
I love that.
That qualifies. There was a certain new metal aspect to the power ballad. You get big enough, you got to get a softer song, Roy.
Can we say Purple Rain is a power ballad?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
can.
And Prince actually had some pretty good power ballads. Didn't he write Nothing Compares to You for Sinead O'Connor, which is a power ballad. It's just people didn't do that because of gender dynamics at the time.
I've got Out of the Park offering your separate ways, Journey.
Hold on, start again.
Oh, Journey.
Yeah, you got a bad microphone.
Yeah, hold on
there.
A second.
No, come on.
Yeah, yeah, right, now you're better. You're better.
It's your internet. It's the internet.
Pick it up right there.
Okay, all right. Separate ways by Journey.
Oh, wow. Journey Escape.
Okay, leave it all in. Yeah, leave it all in that way.
Separate ways is not a power ballad. That's just an absolute slapper. That is not a power ballad.
Anthony, good take, Anthony.
Damn it. Sound like Max Headroom.
I've three mics and none of work.
Mike.
Okay. Mike.
Stop talking.
You sound like the clean version of Gold Digger by Kanye.
Michael, Cutting Crew. I Just Died in Your Arms.
Oh man.
My God.
Isn't it tonight?
I just died in your arms tonight. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not included in the
it's
title.
It's not Died in Your Arms? Ballads. What is it? Yeah. Died in Your Arms today.
It's just Died in Your Arms.
Chris, can you explain to me what level of shame you have about not knowing anything about Tony Robbins except from Shallow Hal? I feel like many of your life principles are only learned that Shallow Hal is your Bible.
I mean, Mike admitted to the same thing. That's where I learned who Tony Robbins was. I know he's this life coach, but that's where, like, when you say to me, Tony Robbins, the first thing I think of is Shallow Hal. Sorry.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize. I was in my teens when I discovered Shallow Hal, and I wasn't the market for Tony Robbins, so this was my introduction to him. And by the way, great film. It's a film with a heart, and it teaches you a valuable lesson.
The toe.
Shallow Hal.
That beauty is only skin deep, Dan.
Great film.
I do like that as Chris's Bible.
I like Jack Black. I am here for most Jack Black things. My guess is that Jack Black would be a wonderful person to have this conversation about power ballads with.
Yes. Oh, man. Tenacious D. I'm a big Tenacious D fan. You ever?
Wait, yeah. I bet you. Chris, do you even know what Tenacious D is?
Yes. And,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you, but when you.
I've seen. That's a great movie.
Is it Neil Everett that always goes, that's Levitation, Holmes?
Yes.
There aren't a lot of people who try what Jack Black did with Tenacious D, which I am told is not a horrible band musically, like that they actually have some musical skill, even though Jack Black is largely going for the joke. Do you like, Mike, Tenacious D artistically as music or just a spoof of music?
I love, well, that's kind of the deal, but they actually put together some great songs. And the whole concept of writing a song that's about the greatest song in the world, but you can't remember, so you just make a tribute to it. In terms of just concept, it's just mind-blowing comedy. I love that song.
How about you, Stugatz? How do you feel in general about Jack Black? Because I know that people think of him as dumb humor, basically as the, you know, the farting heroin addict in Tropic Thunder, or, you know, what was it? Who was it? Was it Mark Richt who told us that Nacho Libre is his favorite movie ever?
Yeah,
like I don't think of Jack Black. I don't think of him as just dumb comedy, even though it seems like everything I'm mentioning is just dumb comedy. I think of him as like the high fidelity guy and an ability to go up and down or high and low with his comedy.
I just don't think of him. I mean, sorry.
It's totally fine. Guys, I figured out what I'm doing. All right. Follow me through this wormhole.
Here Can't we fight go. This feeling, Mike.
Here we go.
Okay.
Why I thought Kenneth Branagh was a musketeer.
You're going to explain this? I'm not staying here for this.
I found
it. Yeah, I'm leaving too.
I found it, you guys. Here we go. Roy, we're going to
stop talking.
Where are you guys going? We're getting the solution here. All right. Cyrano de Bergerac. Does this mean anything to you, Chris? Probably not. Cyrano de Bergerac was a film from the early 90s starring Gerard Depardieu. Gerard Depardieu played a musketeer, not in The Three Musketeers, but in The Man in the Iron Mask, which a lot of people don't know also features the musketeers, which I'm glad to break that to you. Also, Three Musketeers, as Chris, you know, is a candy bar. That's just all nougat.
I do know that, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What are you saying on the Three Musketeers bar?
Not a fan. Not a fan of that one. Not a fan of the Baby Ruth. Those are bad.
I need some crunch. Why? I'm with you.
Yeah, just bad.
You just want crunch. Yeah, okay.
I need some texture.
So here we go. We've established that Gerard Depardieu is a musketeer, but not...
I thought he was a former Panthers player.
But here's why I thought Kenneth Branagh was a musketeer, because I was thinking Gerard Depardieu. Kenneth Branagh played in a BBC version Cyrano de Bergerac. So I thought... Because how many times have you ever thought about Gerard Depardieu?
So never.
Gerard Depardieu sounds like an actor.
Tony, stop talking! Oh.
Gerard Depardieu is in today's show sheet, actually.
Can you just say, I ain't messing with no broke, and just stop it there?
I ain't with no broke.
Yeah, see what I mean?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.